Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital, neo room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. We're on Parler, at the Captain's America, and you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, again, honoring Rush Limbaugh, honoring his memory and everything that he did, we owe everything in conservative radio, every single one of us that's sitting behind these microphones. And mine's not gold, mine's gray. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, no, mine's silver. Sorry, mine's the shiny aluminum. The ones on the other side are gray. But anyway, the fact of the matter is, if it wasn't for Rush, you and I probably wouldn't be sitting here.
Well, no, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. And, of course, you know, the golden EIB microphone, we all recognize that immediately. The Excellence in Broadcasting Network, the EIB. I mean, this was part of Rush's showmanship. It was part of his, he created this persona, this identity that just transcended, and nobody knew exactly how he did it at that time.
Yeah, and Steve, I got to tell you something. Steve in Thailand, I didn't see this until right now, chimed in the chat room. He said it's a sad day for conservative radio. Well, you can look at it that way if you want, Steve, but I'm going to tell you something. This is going to put 100 Rush Limbaugh types out there louder and prouder than they ever were on the radio. Mark my words.
Well, sure. You know, I think Rush definitely inspired. He's inspired many other radio hosts, obviously. But Rush had a simple message. It wasn't simplistic. It was a simple message about the goodness of America, the opportunities in America. These opportunities transcend race boundaries, economic boundaries, and so forth. Rush wanted everybody to be able to reach their potential. Very different from what the left in this country wants to do, and that's why you had the vitriol and all these horrible things that were said.
All right, we're going to change gears. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office has begun a probe of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and his handling of the nursing home crisis. About damn time.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Obviously, there are going to be there's so many questions that could likely only be answered through this kind of a of an investigation. It's my understanding. I think this is coming from the Southern District and
that's
not
right.
the district near Albany. And so that, I think, in and of itself is very significant. There's another development akin to this as well, Captain, and that is we understand this morning that CNN has said that Chris Cuomo cannot cover the governor.
That's right.
At this point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's also huge because they would have the governor on and they kind of yuck it up about
almost things. Every day.
Yeah, and so suddenly maybe they're finally realizing that there's a little bit of conflict of interest there.
Now, in Texas, the problems are beginning to really build up because they're running low on oxygen for the people that need to have oxygen and getting it to them, running low on food and supplies, don't know when the power outages will end. They still have massive areas that are without power because everything is froze up, and you can't just walk around with a blowtorch and freeze things up. It's not that simple.
No, it's not. And we understand as well, Captain, that in some places, residents are being asked to not use the water. And in other places, they're being told to boil the water. We do have some relatives in the Texas area, in Texas, that are reporting just that.
Yeah.
And so it's a very, this is a major, major problem. I don't think we can overstate how big this problem really is.
No.
And when you hear, Captain, people like AOC saying, well, you just really need a Green New Deal, and that would somehow...
Well, let me go to AOC, because she's on my list here. AOC says the Green New Deal would have helped to prevent the Texas blackouts. No, that wouldn't.
No.
No, it wouldn't. No. By the way, windmills are part of the Green New Deal, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and any water that was being used for power where the water's frozen up, that's part of the Green New Deal, too, right?
That's right.
Electric batteries that they can't charge because they got no power to charge them. That's part of the Green New Deal, too, right?
Oh, sure.
So guess what? AOC doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. And it's actually, I think, just a very, very bad thing to try to suggest that while so many people are literally suffering, Captain. As you mentioned, a shortage of oxygen is not something because they run on electricity, in order to generate the oxygen for the patient.
By the way,
that's huge.
Christine in Sarasota is chiming in again. She says maybe there's some Smithsonian should make a display of Russia's EIB studio with the golden mic like they did Julia Child's kitchen. That's not a bad idea.
Well, it's really not a bad idea because, again, this is part of American media history for sure, but also part of the fabric because Rush inspired so many and was able to keep it up and go against all of those that came against him.
Hundreds of millions of people all around the world, more so than Nancy Pelosi could ever even conceive of. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my phone. In the times, folks, that we're living in right now, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance down here in Florida, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them the Captain sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and all surrounding areas in between, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. And they'll put that $100 right in the palm of your hand when they're done. Now, just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. And when they're done, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle Warren, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. Okay, now, the Washington Post fact checker flagged Vice President Kamala Harris for her vaccine distribution claim that Fauci tried to come to her rescue yesterday, remember?
That's right, yep.
So what the hell's going on here? I mean, we knew that it wasn't true. We knew that they strong-armed Fauci, who's going to do whatever they say, to agree with Kamala. But now the Washington Post, which is the liberal newspaper in D.C., says, hey, not true.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the Washington Post actually wrote an extensive article on this, Captain. But when it came down to the Pinocchio test, Vice President Kamala Harris received two Pinocchios from the Washington Post because she came out to basically say that they were starting from scratch. There's no national strategy or plan. The Washington Post writes, says, Biden administration officials may be proud of what they have accomplished, but they shouldn't suggest that nothing was in place when they walked in the door, that being for the Trump administration. Says they had built on an existing structure left behind by the Trump team.
Okay.
Harris modified her comment, and she earns two Pinocchios, they say.
Now, you folks out there in Florida, including you, Kyle, wake up, because California is updating their voting laws to as the recall vote looms. They're trying to set that up, I guess, so that Newsom keeps his seat. What's that all about?
What they're doing, the state legislature passed a bill just yesterday, well, 2 days ago, on Tuesday, that's going to require all active registered voters that they get a ballot in the mail ahead of the recall election, which likely there will be one, even if you haven't requested one. So here we go again.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Now, remember that leftist Capitol rioter that got on the television stations and was talking about the fact that he was there and the things that he saw, and he had the video of what he took on, and we saw it in particular. I saw it eventually on Fox, but it started out, I think, on CNN and then found its way to NBC. We found out something very interesting, Kyle.
That's true. Yeah, we found out that this accused Capitol rioter, his name is John Sullivan, Captain, he's evidently sold this video footage that he took of inside the Capitol during January 6th and during the insurrection, as it were. He sold it to NBC and CNN for $35,000 from each of those news networks.
Let me just put it to you this way. Fake news.
Well, here's the thing, Captain. According to the New York Post, he is a, quote, self-styled anti-Trump activist.
Sure.
He has a website that he says he's a journalist for. It's his own website. And he went in there, and his whole shtick, Captain, is to go into these, according to what this report says, to go to these different protests and things and get in the middle of it, cause chaos, basically, and film it. And then now he's getting a big payday for what apparently looks like he went into the Capitol building. So I think that one of the most important factors here, too, Captain, is that he wasn't a pro-Trump supporter who stormed the Capitol. He was an anti-Trump person looking to stir things up so he could make money. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can believe that. And can you believe this? They're showing pictures. This must be a drone taking these pictures of the windmills in Texas. And they're frozen like a brick, and the ice is all the way down the sides of the windmill, from the propellers all the way down to the ground. I just caked on ice.
Again, this is a terrible, terrible situation. And obviously, Captain, I think there's going to be obviously investigations, but hopefully legislation that says Texas has to be able to have some kind of backup so that people don't freeze to death, literally. I mean, I don't know how much more grotesque this can possibly be here.
Yeah, and again, as I tried to tell you, we had heat tape that went around all the water pipes. Anything that was exposed or could be exposed, even if it was indoors and it was up against a cold wall, we still had heat tape on it. So if it did get bitter cold, you still had water. You didn't have to worry about the pipes freezing.
Well, exactly, and this is what's happening. The pipes are freezing and bursting.
Yeah.
And then people just don't have access to clean water.
And if the power went out, so what? I had a fireplace.
Right.
We had cameras. We had the globe, the camping lights that you had the globes in them and all that stuff. We had kerosene lanterns. We had all that stuff if we had to have it. And by the way, we also had the grills. No, they weren't charcoal grills. They were propane grills. And I'd fire one of them up if I had to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But I had it somewhere where I didn't need to worry about it creating any asphyxiation for anyone in the house. I knew better.
Well, that's exactly right. People do need to understand. If you have a generator, it's got to be kept far away.
And then after a few years, I wound up buying a generator, so propane gas generator. That was the best way to do it anyway. Now, Tim Tebow walked off the baseball and football fields for good. I know he's now a happily married man, and I'm pretty sure that he decided he wasn't going to get banged up and knocked around anymore.
Well, that's what it appears. And, you know, in many ways, it's hard to blame him for something like that. But that's right. He is definitely retiring. We understand this according to the Mets.
Yeah, and he does work with the SEC Football Network during football season. I'm not sure what else he's going to do, but oh well. All right, hold that thought. We got a caller here. Let me see. All right, is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Fire away.
Why hasn't Biden declared a national emergency for those people out in Texas and stuff and get as much help as possible in there?
Okay, is that your question? All right. Well, Kyle, that is a good question. Why hasn't he done that? Did the governor of Texas declared a state emergency, statewide emergency. He did that early on.
Well, that's true. But Backgammon Bob, I think, has a really great point. Where is Joe Biden on this? You know, certainly what we're seeing, the suffering going on.
Let's just start out by saying Texas is a red state. That's number one.
Yep.
Joe Biden, if this was Illinois, if this was California, if this was Washington State or Oregon, he would have been all over this.
Well, certainly, certainly. And, of course, if this was under the Trump administration and Trump, President Trump did what Biden is doing right now, in that sense, nothing, then can you imagine the media outrage about that right now, Captain? I mean, just anything to get Trump on, obviously, but it's so transparent now to see where these lines are getting drawn.
Well, I'm sure that Donald Trump, if he was still the president, would have already sent them help. They would have had. And by the way, the military has a lot of generators.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You send a generator into a town, and you create you bring up one of those big, I call them circus tents, but they're big size tents. Bring one out there and make it a warm area for people to get into and warm up. And you do it with one, then you do it with another. You put up as many big tents as you have to. Now, it would have to be tents and they do have portable buildings, too. They could put them up, too, but I'm not sure that they have enough to take care of all the problems. We're being told, Kyle, that this is like about 2 million people or somewhere thereabouts.
Yeah, this is really, really a huge deal. There's no doubt about it. In the Houston area, Captain, they've got different warming centers. They've got the George R. Brown Convention Center. That was opened up. Mattress Jack became famous during the hurricane there as well. Lakewood Church is now open for people. Going down the list here in Houston, because again, this is such an important problem. This is not something that, you know, if you have no heat, you've got to get somewhere where you can survive.
Believe it or not, even if you wind up in a pup tent. And somebody asked me, what about the animals that are outside? Well, the animals that are outside, they cuddle up in the snow and they use the body heat and the fact that they'll melt the snow that they're in, because there's a lot of snow there right now. And that'll actually keep them warm to a certain degree, but they can still freeze to death, can't they?
Yep.
So it's a bad situation. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Nearly 3 million homes in Texas remain without power as the state's power grid administrator is hoping to begin to get electricity back on Thursday. Many are also dealing with water shortages as residents were dripping faucets to keep pipes from freezing. But now water utilities say that pressure is low and water may now be unsafe to drink as the treatment plants have also been affected by power losses. Democratic Texas State Representative Eddie Morales tells CNN that some residents in his district have been without power for the last 3 days.
The water treatment plants don't have the electricity and they are now going on 72 hours in some areas that have not had power. This idea also of these rolling blackouts that are taking place, I'm sorry to say, but they're not taking place in House District 74 for a large part. And so you have certain subdivisions, certain areas of the community that have gone all 72 hours without electricity.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, I've told you about Relief Factor before and what it does for me. It can do it for you, too. It basically helps me, and I've been taking it for 5 years when it comes to the ankle swelling that I've got that goes on, plus my leg and the inflammation there and the pain all associated with the ankle replacement surgery that I had. And there's really not much I can do about it because it comes with the turf. But the thing of it is because of the ingredients in this, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps me to alleviate the pain right at its source, and it helps the body's natural response to stop the inflammation because it will lower or even eliminate the problems that you have, and you can get on with what you need to do. And it works for me. I take it twice a day, and it is working for me. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort too. And it comes in little convenient individual packets, and it will support your body's healthy joints and muscles. And it will also help the healing process too. Get started. So, all you got to do is try the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. Try the 3-week quick start, $19.95. That gets you started. See how that works out for you. And you do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com. Dot com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and find out what I already know. And that is, if you want to get out of pain and the discomfort you're in, that stuff will work. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
More stories from California. California Democrats have asked Governor Newsom to clear up the confusion over getting a COVID vaccine, giving it rather, a COVID vaccine to the detained immigrants, a.k.a. What's he calling them now? What's Biden calling them now?
Non-citizens.
Yeah, non-citizens. Okay.
Right. Well, this is, again, yeah, you're right, Captain, happening in California. State officials, Democrat state officials, sending a list of questions to the governor, Governor Newsom, asking about whether or not it is, if it's the state of California or the federal government's responsibility for actually getting vaccines to these different detainees. So that's what they're trying to find out about. And of course, they're citing different studies and data that shows that in these different correctional facilities or in the detention facilities, you get a much higher percentage of infection rates, essentially due to the congregate nature of having all these different people in the same place at the same time.
Now, I don't know about you, but I had somebody I was talking to yesterday. They said that they did not get their stimulus check, so this is for him and for everybody else that's out there. The IRS now says that all the stimulus checks have been delivered.
That's right. They have said all the stimulus checks have been delivered or they've been transmitted, that money has been transmitted in some way. And if it did not arrive, my understanding, Captain, is, and of course, talk to your accountant about this or the person who does your taxes, but I saw that you could get some sort of credit, evidently, on your taxes if you did not receive your stimulus payment. So, but again, check with your accounting professional on that to make sure of how they're doing their taxes.
Yes, you can. That's my understanding, too. By the way, did you see the post Tom Brady made, the Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback, the Super Bowl champion and MVP, Tom Brady? He posted a video to social media calling out the critics that were saying that he spent a whole bunch of money and this, that, and the other. But he says, I kept all the receipts.
I did not see the post, to be honest, but yeah, it's if that's the
right
way it is, yeah, then he can, if he has the receipts,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Let's drift over here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Clearwater.
What's up?
I had a chance to meet Rush up here in Pittsburgh. He always referred to himself as a harmless little fuzzball. But one time he came by the house, a friend brought him over, and he said, hey, everybody, it's Jeff Christie. And poor Rush, he just acted blessed a little bit, scared of his shoes. And he really was that humble. And you fast forward to 1988, and I get this call from my wife on the phone. She says, you got to listen to this guy on the radio. He sounds just like you. And basically, Rush gave voice to what so many of us in the population was thinking, but nobody in the media was expressing at that time. And a big part of his success, I think that, and then he basically married his audience, and they stayed with him through thick and thin. And I just thank God for blessing us with him, and may he rest in peace.
Yep, good point. Thank you very much. Okay, that's James in Clearwater, so there you go. But you can't say enough about a legend.
Well, exactly, and I appreciate what James brought up. I recall his saying he would have for himself. He said he was a harmless little fuzzball.
Yeah,
I mean it's those kinds of things that just endeared Rush to everybody. And I think we do have one quick correction to make, Captain. Earlier we talked about Rush having the one hand tied behind his back, but
yeah,
we got corrected on that. Thanks to a listener, and it's his half his brain tied behind his back. Is what I should have said. Yeah.
That's true. And that was Mel up in Syracuse.
Mel, that's right. Yep.
Yeah. Now, what is the situation? You found something up in Texas. There's a town with your name?
Well, part of this, what's impacting all the people of Texas, this is south of Austin. I saw a report there is a city named Kyle, as a matter of fact. There, south of Austin, there in Texas. And the residents in that town on Wednesday were asked to suspend water usage until further notice because they have shortages and disruptions. And so I just can't imagine what that would be like for an entire town to not be able to use the water system. I mean, I understand it's freezing or the pipes are frozen, this kind of thing. But until further notice sounds pretty ominous, and our heart just goes out to them and hope that they're able to get through this.
Are you a fisherman?
No, I can't say that I am. I've fished a few times in my life, but not a fisherman, no.
What would you do if you caught a fish that was bigger than you were?
mixing the metaphors here, I'd run for the hills, I think.
What would you do if you caught a fish that was bigger than you were that wasn't a predator?
Well, I try to find a get it to shore on the boat, hang it up, and have my picture taken with it.
Well, there was a grouper that was caught in Florida off the coast that was as big or bigger than the man that was standing there that caught the fish.
Wow, really something.
Yeah, and this is one of the big gag groupers that we have, and every now and then you'll catch a monster like that. I remember there was a whale shark that they didn't catch it, but it got snaggled in something, and they got up close and personal to it, and the doggone thing was almost 40 feet long.
Wow. Oh, yeah, the whale sharks can really, really get big. Well, I wonder about this grouper. I wonder if that is an anomaly or if they just keep growing maybe as long as they're in the ocean, you know, for years and years.
By the way, just to make the night complete here, Bo Bergdahl, remember him?
Okay. Yes, I believe
he is named former President Trump and John McCain as defendants in the lawsuit challenging his court-martial.
Huh. Okay, well.
Now, McCain is dead, so I don't think that'll cover any water.
No, no kidding. No kidding.
And this just came out 30 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we'll see where that goes, but my thought is it probably won't go too far.
No, you wouldn't think so.
No.
Okay, well, it is what it is, I suppose. Florida authorities arrested two men that said they pretended to be U.S. Marshals so they didn't have to wear face masks at a place where they were at.
Oh, very interesting.
Isn't that pretty chintzy?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, number one, you can't impersonate a law enforcement officer. And on top of that, you shouldn't do that for any reason, but to not have to wear the mask in certain situations, that's also pretty bad.
Yeah. And just in case, folks, you weren't paying attention to what we were saying earlier, we do have some breaking news that probably will break during the course of the day, and that's what's going on with Governor Cuomo in New York with the investigation that now is underway between the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office there. And they're looking long and hard at Governor Cuomo and whatever he did or didn't do in terms of the nursing home situation there.
Well, you know, Captain, the nursing home situation in and of itself is a real tragedy, and the governor's actions or inactions are going to be very important. But here's a guy who wants to run for president one day. I wonder how that's going to turn out now.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take you to break, and we'll be back. We'll take another look at the highways and byways. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by our friends over at the Flying J and Pilot Travel Centers. Make sure you pull on in there. Check them out. Tell them you were listening to me, the captain. And I said you could get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, which you can. Make sure, though, that you become a member of the Drivers Club, because if you do that, you'll get points for buying fuel, buying food, and buying supplies in the trucker store. Okay, we're going out to Hollywood, out near where Kyle's at. Here we go.
Midwestern boy on his own.
I'll tell you what, on that one, Kyle, I was dancing around the console here, and that's hard to do because I was sitting down doing it.
Exactly. That's a great one from Bob Seger.
Oh, absolutely, positively. Wish I could have played the whole doggone thing, but we got to do the weather, and here we go. I'm going to read the statement and give it to Kyle now. We do have some weather out there, and boy, do we. The major winter storm is starting to move out of Texas, out of the South Plains, into the lower Mississippi Valley, and into the middle Atlantic, and it'll be going up the northeast as well. Significant icing may develop in parts of North Carolina and Virginia. We're already hearing that that is the case. Strong thunderstorms may produce a couple of tornadoes in the southeast, especially down around the Gulf. Right now, Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola got some bad weather just offshore coming that direction. And localized flash flooding will also happen in the southeast from the middle Atlantic states, as there's lots of rain tonight going to be in Georgia, South Carolina, and the eastern part of North Carolina, east of I-95. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We do have an avalanche warning going along I-90 tonight in the Bozeman area up in Montana. Wind chill advisory up in the northernmost part of Montana. On the way to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, if you're traveling through Montana and through Idaho tonight on I-90, you've also got the 4th of July pass there. And it looks like you're going to have some slush on the roadway tonight, so be careful coming through there. But there is a freezing fog advisory, Captain. This is in the state of Washington. This is along I-82, touching a little bit to I-84. This is in the Richland and Pasco area.
Yeah.
There in Washington, so be careful. Clear right now in Seattle and Portland, but we do have a winter weather advisory that stretches all the way down through Washington, through Oregon, to the California border, maybe a little south of that. But we're going to see rain in Portland and Seattle over the next several days. Wind advisory in the Southern California area from the San Diego area all the way up through Oxnard, Ventura. This is going to also be out in the San Bernardino National Forest, I-15 near Hesperia, I-10 in the Moreno Valley area tonight. We've got avalanche warning all the way from St. George along the 15 freeway in Utah all the way up to the Idaho state line, and also winter weather advisory in Denver along the I-25 corridor. All the way down through Santa Fe and Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay, well, here we go. We got a winter storm warning to the south and to the west of San Antonio. If you're traveling along I-10 out in the hilly sections there, you'll find it as you get west of San Antonio. You got a general snow going across I-10 over to where I-20 comes in, over to Midland, over into Pecos and the southeastern corner of New Mexico. A hard freeze warning down in the valley down there towards Huntington, Brownsville, down that away, and then general snow coming across just above Houston, which is going to start up in the northeastern corner of Texas tonight. If you're going into Arkansas on I-30, you're going to run into snow, winter storm warning, all the way to Memphis, Tennessee. And then if you're jumping up on 40 all the way east, you're going to be in a winter storm warning all the way to the Piedmont section of the North Carolinas. And if you're going up I-55, you're going to be in snow until you get out of it up there around the southern part of Illinois. Now, you've got Mississippi, you've got Louisiana, northern part of Louisiana, winter storm warning, the northwestern corner of Alabama, Birmingham, West Huntsville, in that area, north, up into Tennessee, winter storm warning. Also, winter storm warning in Kentucky, winter storm warning West Virginia, winter storm warning Virginia, except for over on the coastline where you got rain, winter storm warning southeastern part of Pennsylvania, to include southern New York over towards Poughkeepsie. Then you got a general snowfall in the lower part of New England, I-90 south. I-95 up into Boston, up towards Kittery, Maine. Snow coming across into into Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and on down towards Winston-Salem. All that area in there, you've got either a winter storm warning or general snow tonight. And then again, you've got the severe weather, which is hanging just off the Gulf Coast tonight, Mobile, Alabama area, the entire lower section of Alabama. They call it L.A. down there. Lower Alabama, L.A., has got very severe storms just off the coast. And you probably see all the lightning popping off down there. If they come ashore, you could have a real problem. So that's it when it comes to all that good stuff. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him coming on the program and doing what it is that he's able to do, and he contributes greatly to the program, and we certainly do appreciate all of that. Now, okay, you know, I can't tell you enough that the country will survive. Every time we get into something that's bad, okay, we will survive. Something will happen that will make us better for the things that have happened around us that aren't all that good. Losing Rush Limbaugh, we knew that was going to happen. We were hoping it wouldn't happen quite as quickly as it did, but we all knew that was going to happen. He had terminal cancer, lung cancer, I might add. Now, here's the other thing, okay? There are other people, not necessarily that will carry the mantle, but they will step up to the charge, and they will be very loud and very boisterous because they're going to want to be recognized as the next up-and-coming conservative or whatever. That's fine. I get that, and some people may want to do that, but here's the deal. Always remember that it all started with Rush Limbaugh. If it wasn't for him and what he did on the radio, none of us, not Dennis Prager, not Mike Gallagher, not Dr. Sebastian Gorka, not Larry Elder, none of us would be on the radio because it would have been controlled by a bunch of liberals, which is the way it was years ago. Now, all I'll tell you is that things are better. This country's better. This world is better. Everybody is better off for having Rush Limbaugh around. And he's not really going to go anywhere because his archives will be available for years. Some of his interviews, I'm sure, will be put up on television for all of us to see for many, many moons to come. Just my thought. We'll see how that works out. Because I've got an interview here that I've still got with Donald Trump when he came to Florida back in 2016. And I obviously can play that any time I want for the people to hear what he said then and see if it was any different than the way things turned out. It wasn't. Ironically, it wasn't. So how about that? He kept his word, and so did Rush Limbaugh. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.